AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in Texas will talk soon about the autopsy findings in the case of Sandra Bland. Authorities say she was found hanging in her jail cell following an arrest during a traffic stop. In Cincinnati, the family and supporters of a man shot and killed by a University of Cincinnati police officer want a video of the shooting released. Samuel DuBose was stopped because of a missing license plate. Police say DuBose refused to provide a driver's license and instead showed the officer a bottle of alcohol and wouldn't get out of the car. On Capitol Hill, Secretary of State John Kerry says the Iran nuclear deal allows the U.S. to act against Iran if it backs out.
If Iran fails to comply, we will know it, and we will know it quickly, and we will be able to respond accordingly by reinstituting sanctions all the way up to the most draconian options that we have today.
Kerry says there is a choice, an agreement that would limit Iran's nuclear program or no deal at all. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker thinks Tehran got the better of this deal.
I believe you've been fleeced.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is in Texas along the border with Mexico. He has taken a hard stand on illegal immigration, and the campaign says Trump is there despite the great danger.
There's nothing more important than what I'm doing, and I'm the one that brought up the problem of illegal immigration.
Patrol agents had planned to accompany Trump to the border and hold a meeting with him, but canceled after consultations with their national union. For the first time, Iraqi troops trained by the U.S.-led coalition are being added to the assault force Iraq is using to retake the city of Ramadi.
Iraqi security forces are positioning themselves in various locations around Ramadi in an ascent to place a noose around the city and isolate it.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren. Wall Street, the Dow is down 120 points. This is AP Radio News. They've settled their disagreements for the moment. It doesn't mean Uber and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio are best buddies.
Uber spent millions on an advertising campaign aimed at blocking a temporary cap on its growth in New York. Then they reached an agreement to voluntarily limit growth while the city spends 4 months studying its effects on traffic congestion and air quality. De Blasio says the ride-sharing company seems to think it can get away without any regulation at all, which he says he won't allow.
There will be rules. I don't care how much money they have, there will be rules.
4 years ago, Uber dispatched fewer than 100 cars in the city. Now there are 25,000, almost twice the number of yellow taxis. Warren Levinson, New York.
You will soon be able to buy stock in Ferrari. Parent company Fiat Chrysler has filed an initial public offering of 10% of Ferrari's shares. The goal of the IPO is to unlock the Ferrari luxury brand and to separate it from the parent company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.